Well, hello and welcome. This is episode 63 of 90 Minute Life. It's March 29th, 2023. As always, we're your hosts, Josh and Paul. I am Josh. Paul, how's it going?
Tired.
Yeah, I already forgot what day of the week it was. Wednesday?
It's Tuesday. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A quick note that this episode on our end was actually a week delayed with some technical difficulties. We had it ready to go, but it didn't work out. So we're a little bit past when this episode would have been up, but it worked out with, we have one extra kit to talk about.
And, yeah, it's pretty much a re-recording because our last one kind of sucked. And
yeah, this way we have one extra kit to talk about and maybe a couple men's national team games to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is we're getting close to we're a few weeks away to the new season.
I think our next episode, when it isn't on like a work night and when we're, you know, tired, I think our next episode will be like our season predictions, kind of.
We'll do one right before the season starts because by then we'll have we'll definitely do one before we play Forge on the 15th of April, but after we have Cavalry FC's kit reveal event, which is April 5th. Oh, I guess that's the other piece of news that we get to say from the last time we recorded this episode. We didn't know when it was going to be, but now we do, April 5th. So
Let's start off just talking about kits. I think because we're already there, and
we're talking about kits. So let's talk about
my only beef with the kits. I shouldn't say my only beef with the kits. It's, I don't know. It just, in my mind, they knew months ago what these things look like, and I don't know why they're releasing them now. Like, I think it's too late. Not a big deal. People are going to buy it anyway. But, I mean, I think if you would have released them, like, by Christmas, you would have made more money because that's good Christmas gifts. And it's, you've got so much time for people to, like, buy kits. So I just find it weird that all the kits still technically haven't been released. And Cavalry, where...
April 5th.
We're releasing our kit like 10 days before we kick off. That's just weird.
It's a little late,
but
it's, I mean, better late than never.
I'm
kind of with you that to break up some of the off season, maybe throw out a design online of, you know, maybe it's February and you two teams get to release the kit in February.
And I'm spoiled, I guess. I'm still, and I shouldn't, because we're going into what, the fifth season?
Season five.
So
five alive.
I mean, I shouldn't be spoiled still because I've had 5 years of getting used to it, but I'm still not because I'm still getting used to it. Like, just spoiled by English Premier League, and the season's not even done, and you find out what the next year's kit's going to be.
I guess, yeah. I mean, maybe Canada can get there with, as the league gets bigger and we get more teams. I mean, we're at 8 teams, so the more teams, the more news you get. So that'll make our job more fun in the future with this podcast, assuming we still get to do one in a couple of years. As the league grows and, you know, get more news because there's more teams and more kits to talk about.
But it's my problem. I get it. So, Well, I guess which one do we talk about first? Let's go with our least.
Let's talk about the newest one. The one that was just released as a few days ago. And they also benefit they're the expansion side for this year. Vancouver FC. I'm looking at them right now. They're okay. Of the 5 teams that have released a kit so far, They're my least favorite. But that's only because there's some really strong ones. And I will admit, having sat on these designs for a couple days, I like them a little better than my first reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've grown on me.
I'll
give them that.
They're
different.
and it's funny. I just realized something about the Vancouver FC logo.
Okay.
It's oddly similar to Valor.
I mean, a little bit. There's not much you can do with a V. Valor has a V in their logo, mind you. There's
it's the way they do the V. Not just because it's a V. It's the way they do it. And I'm looking at them today. I'm like, wait a second. Hey, that looks strangely familiar.
It's, you know, in the ballpark, like some similar design language. But for people who know me outside of in the real world, I got a little tongue-tied there. In the real world, I work for a sign shop and I see logos all day. So to design logos is like there's businesses around that stuff, and it's never easy. So as far as their logo, like, it's a nice simplistic style logo. I do like it, but the kits are nice. Like, they have a black primary kit with some gray accent color. CIBC is their kit sponsor, where the rest of the teams in the league are CIBC as a sleeve sponsor.
Yeah. So there's no, is there a sleeve? I can't see it.
There is. I read the article. So shout out to the gentleman who wrote the article for their write up on the CanPL website. They have a Carlsberg sleeve sponsor.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So that's cool. Little foreshadowing of that's not the first time. That's not the only time we'll talk about Carlsberg today.
The only thing that I don't like about the black kit, I like that it's a black kit. It looks really nice. I don't like all the writing in it. And I read the article. I know why they did it. Sure, it's kind of cool. But as your primary kit, it's just, well, it's a little hokey to me. So no disrespect to Vancouver, but.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's kind of cool. It, from far away, it looks like a nice pattern. And then when you get up close, it's one of those close-up details that you realize that, oh, there's the names of all these communities in the Lower Mainland.
See, that to me, that doesn't scream primary kit. That's either your alternate or, like, I guess
maybe
they could have released a city edition kit, and that would have been perfect as your city edition kit.
Yeah. So the alternate kit is these big horizontal alternating red and black stripes. Very striking. Red and black coloring, big stripes that go horizontal. Looks like four red, three.
It look
black.
Okay. It looks like almost every English style shirt.
Yeah, very classic design. From what?
It's very old school.
It's very in your face. I actually would have made that the home kit.
Yeah. Or at least, out of the two, that would be your home.
Let's move on. Let's go to a different team. Who do you want to go to next for a kit?
Let's go to one that we like, or that I like.
Okay, pick it out.
Since we were just talking about Valor, let's go to Valor.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Where did that go? There it is.
Valor. If anyone from Valor is listening, your guys' website is very boring. Just all the other ones are like bleh.
So a little different layout, but I'm looking at their two kits. So they have a red, or they have their color of like maroon for the home, and then they have a black alternate kit. Both are really cool. One soccer kit sponsor. The red home or the maroon home has like some really cool gold and black accents.
I like it.
Yeah, it's really nice. There's this
without reading the article, just looking at the design in the shirt, like, that looks cool.
For this one, yeah, we're just kind of, I'm in the store. I'm on their store to buy it. Looking at the alternate too, I'm realizing that now that I can see the whole shirt, there's these really cool, like, what is that, claw marks going down the right side? I don't know if you're looking at the same picture I am. That I was like, what the? But yeah, I didn't get the chance to. I read it when they first announced it like weeks ago, but I kind of forgot what they were doing. I wonder if that's the. What's the CFL team
that what, the they Blue play? Bombers?
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about like Winnipeg CFL team?
Yeah.
It's the Blue Bombers.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was like, maybe that has something to. Maybe they're connecting themselves with the CFL team. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. That's the Blue Bombers.
To me, it almost looks like a Raptors shirt, like the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or for the comic book fans, it could be like Wolverine, though I don't think they got the approval of Marvel, but whatever it is, it's cool. It's rad.
Yeah, I like the Valor shirt. It's very sharp. One Soccer, you know, they might not be the greatest presentation wise for games, but their logo is nice on shirts.
Their logo is on point. I like their logo a lot. Yeah, it's a cool shirt.
One sidestep. I hope to hell that the One Soccer game day experience this year or match day experience is a little better than previous seasons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll have to see. See what cool tricks they pull out. But yeah, Valor, they probably the two best kits they've had. Mind you, they've always had good kits. They've never really made a bad one, but
their inaugural season was the most, I guess, my least favorite, cool. But this year's is my favorite for Valor. I mean, I like their shirts a lot.
Yeah, same. Where do you want to go next? Should we go to Forge?
Yeah, let's go to Forge.
They're okay. So they're not, I guess, to alternate as far as kits we like and kits we're not super hot on. I'll say first, I like Forge's kits this year. It's the best that they've made. I think they've released their best kits that they've had.
Yeah.
In any season. But, you know, Tim Hortons has a interesting logo and it looks okay. It's Tim Hortons. It's cool, whatever.
Throw Canadian Tire on a shirt. How come no one has Canadian Tire?
Yeah, I do like the orange kit though. Like orange is nice, and they've done a really cool, just like some random geometry patterns on the orange primary kit that they have. They've got their three championship gold logo for the three championships they've won. So that's they only get that. So, but the geometry pattern. It looks like chain link, I guess. So it gets cool.
Yeah, you know. I mean it's
cool. And then their alternate is black and gray. I actually really like that it's kind of 50-50 black and gray. Like they're these weird alternating diagonal horizontal stripes of black and gray. Really nice. I like it. It's nice. Really cool.
It's interesting, that to say the least.
Yeah. And with orange highlights.
Yeah.
I like the orange highlight of the Macron symbol and then Tim Hortons in orange. Puts a little splash of color on that kit. They're both nice. They'll look good on the field and in play, so you know. Yeah. So not my favorites this year, but not my least favorites this year. And as far as Forge goes, again, they probably made their strongest kit.
That's a good word. So, yeah, it's their strongest kit, but it's just
strongest kit that they've made. So yeah. Do we go to Halifax?
Yeah, let's go to Halifax.
Those are nice. They were the first out of the gate with revealing kits this year.
Yeah.
They've got a blue primary and then a white alternate. The blue primary's got some nice gray collar and gray sleeve cuffs. Really nice. Like Volkswagen looks good. It's a cool logo.
And Halifax did it smart. They did exactly what I wanted Vancouver FC to do. On their alternate kit, they got, so people are like, well, they got writing in their shirt, and that's on their alternate kit. That's where that stuff should go. It shouldn't be your, if you want to throw writing and tribute to people and things and places, throw that in an alternate, some kind of special edition shirt. Don't make it your primary.
I'll say to Vancouver, it makes sense the most for them to do that on their primary. I guess it's all subjective. Like, we're just talking about what we like. I might have made it an alternate too, but I get why they did it. But the one thing that Halifax did, I'm trying to read the writing actually, I think it says, from together from always, I think. Forward together, something like that. Yeah. Together, always, something, blah, blah, blah. Looks cool. But they have a really neat where on the inside of the cuffs and the inside of the collar of the alternate, because it's all white, mostly white, they've got this really cool, like,
tie-dye
splash of color thing. It's really nice. It's like, ooh. Like, that's really cool. Oh, here it is. It's the club slogan, together from always. I'm reading their article. Theirs was easier to find in 2 seconds. So, but and it's got a cultural mosaic colored pattern on the inside of the collar.
I like it.
And the cuffs. Yeah. That's, it's really nice. It's really cool.
And then their primary kit. I love their primary kit. I like the.
Yeah, it's blue and it's got this really cool, like, pattern in the blue. It's really nice. And the gray, like the blue and the gray, they're nice colors.
And I like the way they did the collar. It sounds really stupid to like a collar, but I'm looking at their collar and being like, oh, that's a nice, that's how you do a collar.
It's nice. I like that the color that they've done with the collar is nice and cheap. So you actually can see it and it's nice, but it looks like it would be comfortable to wear. Yeah. Really, really nice. Like, I think for them too, some of the strongest kit that they've revealed for both home and alternate, but again, they've never made a bad one either. They've always had like nice stuff. But the clear winner, best for last, of the five teams, we'll just say that it's the best of the five teams that have released, because they, York United FC gets Carlsberg as a kit sponsor, and with the blue, the gray, or the blue, the green, the white, oh man. Really nice. Really, 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 really nice. They have a white primary, blue and green alternate. Both have the Carlsberg 0.0 kit sponsor. The white, it almost has this really cool, like, braille pattern in the white.
Yeah.
With these two vertical stripes going from collar down from the all the way to the front, to the bottom of the front.
Like, that's how you make a shirt.
Green and blue vertical stripes. Like one of each down the middle.
Like, that's your, to me, like, that's like a perfect, that's a perfect classic. That's a professional looking shirt. It's not really hokey. Nice. It's nice. Carlsberg looks good as a shirt sponsor. Hell, even CIBC's logo on the sleeve, like this, and the club logo, like, it all looks nice. That's a, like, I'll sound cheesy, but that's just like, that's the most professional looking shirt that I've seen so far. Like, it's so nice.
Yeah. And the alternate is green body, blue sleeves, blue collar.
Yeah.
And they've got a double collar. They've got a collar with, what do you call, like folds, flares, whatever folds you got going on, but then a weird sports style V-neck collar. They've almost got two. It's really cool.
Yeah, and the so blue far,
sleeves. Yeah.
So far, they win the kit war. So far,
of the five, they're, you know, subjectively to Paul and I, I think they're our favorites. They're nice enough. Like, I've never really bought any other. So we're, you know, we're Cavalry FC fans. one and always Cavalry FC, but they have some work to do to beat Carlsberg.
To beat, well,
WestJet looks WestJet looks good, but to beat these, yeah, I guess I should have said York, but
yeah, you said to beat Carlsberg.
All,
I mean,
I know, getting all tongue tied again. I haven't been home from work that long, so. But they look really good. They're really nice. I really like them. Way to go, York.
I keep hitting like my microphone. So if that shows up in the final recording, and if you hear like little random bumps and stuff, that's my bad. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm talking with my hands, and I'm hitting my microphone.
Yeah, so far, some good kits. Like, there aren't really any, bad ones. Really nice kits so far this year.
I will say this year, all of them are the nicest they've been.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess for Vancouver, it's of first out of the gate. It's like, okay, solid. Solid first entry. We'll see how season two next year goes for them.
Like, I hope when New York unveiled theirs, they were like, "Ah, damn."
But so, who do we have left now for kits? So that's five. Ottawa,
Cavalry, and
Pacific.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, who am I forgetting? Pacific, duh.
Yes, Pacific FC, Athletic of Ottawa, and then Cavalry FC. Cavalry FC is April 5th. Without knowing if they're the last to unveil a kit, I wonder when we would see Pacific and Athletic of Ottawa. Like, yeah. What do you think? Do you think we're going to see them by the end of this week?
Well, I guess if our kit reveal... Oh, wait, never mind. Today is Wednesday. I'm like, ours is on a Wednesday. And I'm like, okay, maybe...
It's a week away.
I thought maybe other ones will be on a Wednesday. Nothing today.
Yeah, so, there's nothing today.
Shit, maybe not that all, it'd be funny if they're all next Wednesday.
Oh, the remaining three?
Yeah, or in the next couple of days, maybe a couple trickle down. Like,
well, that's the thing. Do you think April 5th, that's Cavalry FC's, do you think 10 days...
That's 10 days before kickoff. I mean,
10 days for kickoff. Every team plays April 15th, that opening weekend, yeah. April 15th being Saturday, as far as I know. But that weekend, everybody plays. So that's 10 days. I wonder if they would do either double up, someone unveils theirs, maybe what's how many hours ahead is Ottawa? Three? Two?
I thought it was two.
Two? And then Pacific FC is an hour behind. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could, whatever. You know what? I could see. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if they would do two in a day, but I wonder if they would do one either tomorrow or Friday. Whether it's Pacific FC or Athletic of Ottawa. And then one happens next week. We get, well, you know what? I wonder if we get one this week, whether it's tomorrow or Friday. Cavalry is next week. I don't think we're last. I think someone's going to unveil the following week and they'll be the last.
All I know is for next year, every team should unveil all their shit on the same day.
Yeah. That happened in 2020.
Yeah.
The kit reveal party the same night.
I'm trying not to get too annoyed by it, but to me, I find it so weird and it bugs me, but, or it, I shouldn't say it bugs me. It's just, it's fucking
weird. It's not what you're used to.
Well, that is just, in the end,
it gives, people will still be able to buy them at their,
yeah,
home openers. They all like, buy
but
them.
What are you guys? It's like, what are you hiding? Like, everything is all like super secretive and waiting.
Well,
and like
it's the it builds the suspense builds, you know, when you're as teams are revealing kits and that they're doing like this year with a staggered release, like there's a palpable sense in the air of anticipation of a kit, especially for Cavalry, because I don't know if the other teams have done it, but following Cavalry's social media, they've put out this like little tiny like 3 second, like literally like a 3 to 4 second Facebook story, Instagram story thing. And there's like a half a frame of a blurry image of a collar section of a kit, and you're like, oh my God, you know what I mean? So I'm imagining other teams have done the same thing. So people are like breaking it down frame by frame to get every little detail. We could talk about two new signings for Cavalry.
Yeah, we solved our keeper dilemma.
Yeah, by getting two of them. Two additional
keepers. That's how you do it. Sterling Kerr and Joseph Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Both are development contracts and U Sports contract, respectively.
Yeah.
So, which is good.
Sterling Kerr. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was just I hope we get to see them.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of their developing contract stuff, like there might be a bunch of like behind the scene stuff and training stuff. Like, I don't know. And I mean, maybe we see them, but I mean, barring any type of injuries from I don't want to see them at the expense of Carducci like getting injured or something, but it would be cool if they made an appearance or two, if there was a game where it's like, okay, we're not hard up on points, throw them in for 10-15 minutes or something. Maybe it's the second half and it's like the last 10 minutes or something. I don't know.
My opinion anyway, like, he's not going to be in our team forever. Shit, maybe he is.
But I know what you mean.
I see him either moving on, stepping down, whatever. I would obviously love to see him on our team for all of time, but, you know, it's hard to say.
He's one of the last old guard of Cavalry FC. Original signings.
He's the captain this year. He was named captain. Had a team. Canada.
Why did I not hear that? Did they announce that and I missed it, or did we talk about that?
Oh yeah, we talked. We talked about it.
Oh well, that's good. Sweet.
This is what happens when we do a podcast after work.
Well, and for this post, for this preseason, we haven't done as many as we have done in years past. So I almost, you know, with a stretch between episodes that we've had, sometimes I forget what we've actually covered already.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did cover that.
Yeah, Marco Carducci named team captain. So I won't talk about it this time, but I've got my own theory of what I think and what's going on. And
either way, it's good to see these, like, they're local. Yeah, it's good to see some local keepers.
We don't have any, prior to the announcement of these signings, it's like, we only had one.
So now we got three.
So that's good. And that pretty much brings us, you know what, after these, with the two keepers, I believe that brings us to pretty much a full roster. So we won't do it in this episode. I'll just do a count. But so we got 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, wait, no. Are these? Oh, that's the part. Okay, good. I was like, oh, wait, am I counting departures too? 16.
Sterling Kerr is on a U Sports contract from Mount Royal University. of which he played, he did 29 appearances, got 9 clean sheets. And then Joseph Holliday, he was formerly of FC Edmonton's academy.
Yeah.
And it looks like he appeared on the main squad for FC Edmonton.
I strongly suggest, because we're terrible at it, I strongly suggest people listening to Google their names, and you can watch like highlight reels and stuff. It's pretty, makes some pretty sweet saves. So I'm actually, that's why I really hope we get a chance to at least, I want to see at least one of them. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And I think we will.
So yeah, I think so. And if not, it's just good that we've got some backup just in case. You know, obviously it's good to have some backup. But so then, yeah, maybe we see one of them.
What I think, anyway, like, we're almost at a full roster. We got 20. Ideally, you want, like, 24.
And what did you count to?
20.
Okay.
But, again, that's 24 on like an English Premier League roster. So you got like 24 to 28 players on an English Premier League. But Canadian Premier League clubs before have had like 22 to 26 players. So
potentially there could be like...
There could be a couple more, like some late... Well, I'm trying to remember...
Could also be during the season too. Like,
well, I'm trying to remember what. So for our internationals, I guess it'd be our last couple episodes ago. We talked about like when we're at the Ship and Anchor pub here in Calgary. There was the Player of the Year awards and stuff, and Tommy talked for about 15 or so minutes, and I thought he said that there was some things to be announced. Either that could have been the keepers and the kits,
but yeah, at but that I moment
he said had, there was
like, at that moment thought, we hadn't unveiled the two keeper signings,
yeah,
the development and the U Sports contracts. Anyway, so he might have been talking about that.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe there's another one or two. I think between now and, the middle of the season, one or two players could fly in, you know?
Like without...
Join the squad.
Without boring everybody and going in too deep, because we'll do that in another episode. Like, we've got a fairly balanced squad already, so, I mean... Yeah. I'd throw in some more defenders in there. Like, we've got four defenders.
Yeah.
Maybe get a few more if you could.
One or two, yeah. Like, it was pretty well up into these two keepers coming in. That was one of the last things. Like, at this point, from here on out, it would just be building depth and, you know, kind of covering all your bases. But, you know, maybe we'll do it in an episode right before the season starts, of kind of going through the squad. But I think it looks good.
It's as good as any other year, I think.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah, on paper it's where I'd want it to be. So
and with that, and why I think it's as good as any other year, we can talk about the playoff format that they announced for this year. They being the Canadian Premier League.
Yeah, I've got it open here. I was just kind of looking at it. It's cool. Five-team playoff format. It's weird, but it's cool.
It's very weird. Again, like, Tommy did a short little thing like on social media or whatever, being like, you know what, the purists are going to hate it. Of course.
There's always a chunk that, you know, it's the table, and then, you know, who's in first at the end, that's it. You win, here's your thing, and let's go to the next season.
And my,
you know, being
so
in,
I've had a
being...
few.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've had a few people ask me, and so I'll just express one thought Because I told everyone that I'll explain it on our podcast. So now I force people to listen to our podcast.
Okay.
Do I like just single table league leaders at the end win the shit? Yes. But here's why it doesn't work yet for the Canadian Premier League. We only have 8 teams, and our season's not long enough, and we don't have enough enough cup competition. That's why we have playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way to explain it. The teams need to make money. Playoffs is a way of generating money. And this year, the teams that are in the playoffs, every team in the playoffs hosts a game.
Yeah.
So,
which is good.
Maybe when we get to 20 some teams, and then maybe if the Canadian Championship gets bigger and larger, and then maybe if another cup competition comes in, because to the purists, so I guess let's say if you follow English Premier League, they're in, forget the European competition stuff, you're in 3.
Okay.
You're in your league, then you're in the English Cup, which is the Carabao Cup. Okay. And then you're in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you qualified for either Europa, the Champions League, or the Conference League. So you could potentially be in 4. You're definitely in 3.
Well, if you're in for the English clubs, and if they're in Champions League, can they also be in Europa? Can you be in both?
Well, without going too far into it, depending upon how much you suck in the Champions League, you go down to the Europa League.
What if you're awesome in the Champions League?
Then you stay in.
And you don't play in Europa?
No.
Oh, okay. I was curious.
Yeah, I forget at what point within the European competition stuff that they decide, oh man, you were in Champions League. Oh, because of where you are in the table, now you go down
to Europa.
I forget how that breaks down, but
okay.
Either way, you're in a minimum of 3 competitions.
Yeah.
So
either way, back to the Canadian Premier League.
Yeah, thing. That's why our season is short.
I'll agree with you. I'll also add, hockey. You know, we're in Canada. Hockey's pretty huge. Hockey has playoffs. People like playoffs. It seems to be kind of a Western thing. I mean, you go down to the States and there's the NFL. They've got playoffs, and you've got baseball.
Well, here they have, we got CFL playoffs, basketball playoffs.
There's playoffs for every sport that's played over here, pretty much. Yeah. So this is also kind of an embracing of, well, you know what? We're a North American league. Why not embrace some North American sports play? You know what I mean?
I mostly think it's because
sure
it's a way of it makes the season a little bit more longer too.
Yeah, I guess there's at the end, sure, yeah, it's about money, but to give it the, I don't want to say nicer storyline, but
I think it has absolutely nothing to do with it being embracing North American sports.
But
I'm sure maybe a little bit, yeah.
But they're not going to write up about it saying, watch our money generating tournament at the end of the thing. No,
there's going to be
a lot of stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, deep down, it's about money. But
it's about money, but it's just, it makes the season longer because our season is short.
Yeah.
Like,
on the surface, on my level that I like to be at, it's very nice storyline of, hey, we're a North American league. Let's have some North American things. And
it definitely adds. There's,
is it for everybody? Maybe not, but I like
some,
it.
There's some fuckery in this playoff
That's
format,
what I mean.
Too.
Yeah. Like, so here's also why I like it. Is because the new commissioner, Mark Noonan, there is a prize, both hardware, like trophies, medals, whatever, and money for being in first place at the end of the regular season. There's a prize there. So is it the North Star Shield, the ultimate prize? No. Is it a prize and money and hardwares, like I said? 100%. Yeah, that was announced.
And CONCACAF Champions League berth.
That's right. So that was announced last year, and it's being given retroactively to the four previous teams in previous years. So what I'll say, the Canadian Premier League, and you know, yeah, sure, money, but I like to look at this as a kind of best of both worlds. For those that like, look, there's the table, and then when you're at the end of the season, the top of the table, and that's it, and you win, and if you're in first place, there is an award for that, and that's a thing that we have, and we can celebrate that. But then also, there's a little quick little tournament that we get to play with some playoffs for the North Star Shield, and there's five teams there this year. So
I don't want to say it's. Sorry, I don't want to say it's about money. It's just it makes our season longer because we only have eight teams. So, I mean, if we only had just a table and that's it, that's a little boring with only eight teams.
Well, even if it wasn't just eight teams, I, as a fan of North American sports, kind of, I've dipped out of the CFL and I'll dip my toe in occasionally into hockey and watch it. I actually just went to a Roughnecks game. They play lacrosse. Roughnecks is the Calgary team. I'll tell you, that's a fun atmosphere time. They like to party.
Speaking of like stuff, okay, sorry, I'm going to mention something near the end. But anyway, back to...
I like playoffs. I like what it does. I like having the playoff format at the end of like, well, let's get all the best, let's get the top teams and let's have them slog it out in a little tiny tournament to see who's the best of the best.
Well, here's where the fuckery is, which is kind of,
you know what I mean,
I don't know if I like it, but again, it adds fuckery, and it, you can like, I don't know, this table is all about fuck you and like you can screw people over. So let's start off here. Fourth plays fifth, and then so the first round is fourth plays fifth.
Yeah.
The winner of that, so the third place
winner
team
of that plays third.
They get a bye to the next round. So winner of fourth and fifth plays third. First and second get a bye, and
they play each other.
Well, that's what I was saying. They get a bye from that first round. I'm calling
the first round. Oh, you're calling the game between fourth and fifth round
that's,
one.
That's round one. Round one,
okay.
Fourth and fifth. And then round two, third place plays the winner of fourth and fifth. And then first place second. But here's where the fuckery goes. The winner of first and second, so if the whoever wins goes
they
to...
They go to the end.
They go round to the four. End.
They go to round four.
But the losing team goes to round three.
Three, yeah.
So the winner of third and round one plays in round three.
Three.
The winner of that then is the other team.
The winner, the winner of round three, which is also just play between two teams. Goes to the final. Yeah,
I realized after saying that it got confusing. Looking at
kind
the
of complicated.
Looking at the table, it's actually very easy. I'm looking at a diagram. It's super easy, but just it's that. Here's
to
where
explain
the
it. It
here's
sounded
where the,
complicated.
But this is where the fuckery is. Second, so like first place second. If you lose, it doesn't matter. You're still in the playoffs, and that's fucking weird.
Well, and you know what though, but so I like that. I know it's weird, but I do like it because it gives them, well, what if the second place team, what if that team was like solid all year and then playing that game against the first place team, what if that's the one game where they had an off day, you know, the keeper had to take a giant shit like the day before and he's still feeling kind of queasy. So he's not maybe on his game. And then you've got the midfield and maybe they're a bit tired from just, you know, they've had some rest. But they're not at their A game.
I feel
this
like you're
is
talking
when you
about
want...
cavalry.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Second, the between first and second. What if one of those teams is just, they're not on their day for whatever reason?
I guess.
And they don't, and they get one last chance.
And I guess with this playoff format, it's forgiving that it allows you, unless you're round one and fourth plays fifth, one of those guys is fucking gone.
Well, one of those is gone.
So it's not
theoretically. Well, here's what I like. So last season, there was a battle between like fourth and fifth, and Valor was one of those teams, and they were kind of creeping up in there. They were kind of finishing their season stronger than they started. And it's like, man, if the season was like 2 weeks longer, and if there was like a few more games, they might have had a different outcome last season. So it kind of gives in a... So there's the article that this diagram that we're finding it in. I read the whole article, and it was broken down by one of the journalists that...
It gives you a Cinderella. It can give you a Cinderella story. Everybody likes...
It can kind of give you the under... Goliath. Yeah, it's like an underdog story of like, if fifth place is on the rise and they're kind of coming into their own at the middle of the season and they're making up some points towards the end of their season and they're kind of finishing strong, it gives them a chance of like, you know what? Now, mind you, they have four away games. Fifth will never host, as far as I know on here. Fifth will never host a playoff game.
That's right. So I said if you're in the playoffs, you host.
Except for fifth.
Yeah.
Host, but every game they play is an away game. If they win every away game, they could potentially go to the finals.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine? Oh, my God.
Like, it definitely provides you a little bit of a Cinderella story, for sure. Yeah. But it's that first and second thing, like –
I like first and second playing each other, and I like the loser of that game getting a second chance at just in case maybe being in second. Let's say first beats second, but second might have had a really good season, but they kind of got beat up a bit.
Cavalry.
But they just need an extra. They just, you know.
You know what? Man, you know who helped with this playoff format? Tommy Wheeldon Jr. did.
Maybe.
He probably went to the league and said, fuck you guys. Your refs keep screwing us in playoffs. So what the shit? Okay, yeah. There, Mr. Wheeldon Jr. Kablam. Here you go.
Not to open up some old wounds, but, you know, Cavalry FC might have been a little hard done by a couple times in the past. So I'm a fan of playoffs. I like playoffs. Maybe that doesn't make me. I've never claimed to be like a soccer purist. I'm a newer soccer fan.
I like
this embracing of both. There is an award for finishing first, and I like that there's another award for having a little playoff tournament here. I like it. I like it.
Aside from, like, if you get kicked out of the Canadian Championship, this is all you have. So I like it because it makes the season longer.
Well,
the playoffs, I guess.
Yeah.
And
let's not forget, there's more avenues with these, there's an award for finishing first, plus the playoff win, plus the Canadian Championship. These are all with attached. Hey, you get to go into various CONCACAF leagues, whether it's Champions League. If you win the very ending prize of the playoffs with North Star Shield, you get champions. The other team, the other winning size of some of the other awards, they get what, Scotiabank League, whatever it's called.
Well, no, if you win, so North Star Shield gets Champions League, winner of the league, so like the league table leaders, winners, whatever.
That's CONCACAF regular league.
That's CONCACAF Champions League.
Oh, Champions as well. Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. And then Canadian – so Canada as a whole gets – hold on. I may have fucked this up. But
– either way, there's three There's three paths into varying levels of CONCACAF play. That's ultimately a point, whether you're getting into the champion side or you're getting into like the league side.
I guess the easiest way to explain it, at the end of the Canadian Premier League season, two teams will get to go to Champions League.
Oh, because, I thought it was only one. Okay.
Well, if the same team wins, I would like to think so. Like, if the league leaders also win the North Star Shield, I mean, it would be kind of not fair to give the runners up the spot, since it's the league leaders and North Star Shield. So, presuming there's two different winners, that's two spots. If it's the same winner for both, then I would like to think that second spot gets Champions League as well.
Okay.
Without pulling up the article, and while everyone is swearing, being like, oh, fuck you guys, you're talking about this stuff and you haven't done your homework, that's what I do know of.
Okay. And I guess to answer that question of we don't do our homework, sometimes we don't realize what we're going to talk about until 20 minutes in. So maybe what I'll do is, and I've said this before, but I'll do some double checking, some fact checking. And on our next episode, if we did get something wrong, I'll let us know in there. But unless, of course, what else were we going to talk about? Maybe we deep dive into that right now while we're...
You know what? I'm Googling it right now.
Okay. Because I tried to Google it too. I Googled CanPL CONCACAF, and I'm trying to see if there's a current, like either one from last year, like an article. What can we talk about while we're Googling? What do you want to talk about? Like a quick, just to have something like
Well, we're in the, well, we did the playoff
should we
format.
Continue? Should we continue to talk about CONCACAF with the men's national team kicking?
Oh yeah, because there's a couple things in there.
Yeah, look at that. See? We're getting better at segues. Maybe we're not. Who knows? People are like, do segue stuff. I was like, yeah, we could.
Ah, here we go. Okay. So the Canadian Premier League gets two spots. Regular season winner, and then we get the North Star Shield.
Okay, and then what?
Then Canadian Championship also gets Champions League.
Okay, so Canadian Championship gets Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
And then what does North Star Shield get?
Champions League.
And then what does the...
Regular season winner? Champions League.
All of them get Champions League?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, sweet.
So CPL was awarded two spots for Champions League.
Wow, okay. Well, look at that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's different than what I thought. Makes sense. That's cool. Good. I forgot what my point was. I think my point was is that I'm happy with having playoffs and also having a regular season award thing, because they kind of are doing both. And they're also attaching CONCACAF stuff into this, which I also really like.
That's what makes this all worth it. Next season, like finally, potentially, if Cavalry do good, we could see CONCACAF action next year.
That'd be cool.
Which is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. Inevitably, they'll make it. Like, I'm not saying which year. I'm just saying, inevitably, Cavalry FC will, whether this season, future season, who knows? They'll be in first place. They'll be winning North Star Shields. Like, it'll happen. Am I making a season prediction for this season? No, that's on our next episode. All I'm saying is, I'm knocking on my table. I don't want to jinx anything. I'm not saying that we're doing all of these things this year. I'm saying not that. What I am saying though is that it could be a possibility.
Well, I'll it's kind of like so now. So I guess now. So you look at and so earlier I said you know we got when I met when we were talking about that we got two keepers and then we got you know we have 20 spots for our roster that's filled. I mean, what do you pay attention to? You got Canadian Championship, you know, silverware, awesome. But then, you know, you're competing for one of two spots for That's Champions awesome. League. So, I mean,
the Canadian Championship is a really cool one to win because that's also like, I really want a Canadian Premier League to win that.
I mean, I know what I would, if I was just armchair managing, if I was a manager in the league, I know what I would do. I know what I know what I would be focusing on.
Well, save that, put a pin in that for our next episode because that can tie into Cavalry predictions. But let's, while we're on CONCACAF, and we teased it a little bit, but then we went into a different road of CONCACAF, let's talk about a little bit about the men's national team and a couple Cavalry connections to some call-ups. What do you say?
Yeah.
So who is called up?
And Dominic Sator.
Yeah.
So Cavalry proving yet again that
both former Cavalry players.
They know how to develop players.
Yeah.
Because and because of a little bit of a side thing, I read the other day that Joel Waterman got his contract extended with CF Montreal.
I saw that too. That's really good.
So,
and again, another Cavalry alumni.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Yeah, I will say, and that's why I'm excited about these two, like the development contract and the U-Sports contract for keepers, for Kerr and, I forgot his first name. Was it Stephen Kerr? Did I get that right? I closed my iPad and maybe
Sterling Kerr and Joseph
Sterling. Holliday. Apologies. I remembered it as Steven for some reason. So yeah, Sterling Kerr and Joseph Holliday. Cavalry's got a good track record of like developing players and like really solidly.
Well, either selling them or getting Canadian
They're going to MLS, they're going to other leagues in other countries. They're getting called up to national team. Like they're, you know, that's really good. Like that's really cool. That's part of their whole mission statement. Not just Cavalry FC, but the league too. So I like it.
Mo Farsi. He's finally starting with Columbus Crew, like on their, yeah. Like on the senior squad.
Yeah.
So that's shout awesome.
Shout out to Mo Farsi. I miss him. I miss seeing him live. But
I miss, you know, I will say it's two players that I miss the most. Number one, Jordan Brown.
Yeah.
I miss Jordan Brown so much. He's been on our, we've had him on our podcast. So if anyone hasn't checked out our back catalog, we were able to talk to Jordan Brown. I believe it was when they were in the bubble in Newfoundland, right?
Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island.
Yeah, when they're the island games.
So not Newfoundland. You said Newfoundland.
Oh, Prince Edward Island. Duh. I got Newfoundland on the brain for other stuff.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yes, 2020 when they did the island games over in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. We got Jordan Brown on. That's really cool.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, he's super nice. He's just such a nice guy.
Yeah.
It was nice to see him. Nice to see. Did he be signed with Pacific or no? I don't think he did.
I know that's off the top of my head, and without looking at it, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen him a lot lately, like on social media, like posting different things, but nothing concrete of like where he's playing. But
I believe I don't think he re-signed for this season with Pacific FC. And I guess it happened. We did mention it on our first attempt at recording this podcast because we were fresh out of the player award for Jose Escalante, and we got the chance to meet Anthony Novak before he
finally
shipped off. And he signed. We were speaking of Valor earlier for their kits. He went to Valor. So,
shout wait out a to, second. Isn't Valor our? Nope, never mind. I was like, for some reason, I thought Valor was our home opener.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is. I'm almost certain. Yeah, you were right.
Yeah,
yeah, you're correct. The home opener is against Valor. Yeah,
son of a bitch.
So we'll see. So we'll see Anthony Novak just wearing Valor colors and playing against Cavalry. He was always very nice. And
oh man, it's going to be hard to boo him. I mean, I'll be like, boo, but you're so awesome, but don't score, please. You know what?
Oh, can I mention a quick thing that I just noticed while I'm looking at the schedule for Cavalry FC? So
yeah.
April 15th is the start of the season against Forge in Hamilton. Then there's the Canadian Championship game against Pacific. Then there's league play 3 days after that against Pacific. So it's almost like back-to-back Pacific. April 20th is the Canadian Championship game against Pacific. And then April 23rd is league play against Pacific. So I just thought that was kind of...
I got to interrupt you for a second.
Yeah,
because
I wasn't saying anything cool.
I think we fucked up.
We did. Okay. We'll be fucked up on.
And to everyone, this is just how we record stuff. Okay, so this is a re-recording. In our original recording, didn't we talk about... Remember we were... When we were at the Ship and Anchor, we ran into a certain gentleman.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
he sent us a lovely email. Didn't we talk about that in our last episode, which is now, I guess, this is the re-recording of that?
That is true.
Yes.
So shout out to that guy.
just a shout out to that guy.
It was a lovely email. Like, he was really nice, and he was with a friend of his. It was the Portsmouth fan.
I had just realized that, being like, wait a second, this is a re-recording. So, because I want to mention it because it's super nice.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's talk about that. We can get some positive feelings for the... I think we're getting towards the end of this episode, so let's talk about that. Yeah, absolutely.
When we were at the Ship and Anchor for the Player Awards, we met a lovely gentleman, and we just called him... We will forever dub him the Portsmouth fan. Portsmouth man.
Portsmouth man. Or
he told us a lovely story of how he got into it, and you know, with regards to the military and things. But then he sent us an email, which anyone can, 90minutelife@outlook.com, spelt out, no numbers.
Yeah.
I'm too tired to spell 90 minute life out.
Okay.
But it's 90minutelife@outlook.com. He sent us a very lovely email saying that he liked that we talked about him, and but he made probably the best... he gave us the best compliment that I think as Canadians we could ever get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He compared us to Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Dude, that's like...
that's I don't know how you get more Canadian than Bob and Doug McKenzie, aside from maybe... yeah. I don't know if it's okay to mention Don Cherry.
I mean, I don't know, but
I don't know.
But I know what you mean. You're just naming duos, but Bob and Doug McKenzie are like... the best duo. Like, they're awesome. Like, to be considered at a level where you're like, yeah, you guys kind of remind me of, like, when you're talking Bob and Doug McKenzie, and it's like
holy
really?
Shit.
That's really nice of you to say.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of hosers, eh? Take off.
What was the beer they would drink? Is it Red Stripe? A little stubby?
No, bottle? No, they're drinking Canadian.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times,
was it the stubby bottles though?
Stubbies, yeah, they were drinking stubbies, and it's funny. Okay. Like, I guess if you're, I would assume if you're older than us listening and Canadian, you probably already know the story of Bob and Doug, but I love the story of how that show was made.
Weren't they just hanging out drinking?
Yeah, they were just hanging out drinking on the stage and like, fuck, let's film this. So they're already buzzing and they're actually cooking food because they're getting kind of drunk. And so
that's hilarious.
They're cooking bacon and stuff. And yeah,
that's wicked. Yeah. Thank you very much. Like, to be considered to be like Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah.
Like, that was very, that's a high honor. I wear that with pride. That's,
yeah,
really nice.
I don't even want to be considered a professional, but you know,
yeah, I would gladly, gladly, I would gladly take. I, no joke. I am very happy to be. If we give you Bob and Doug McKenzie vibes, I, you know what? I'll take that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what we should do actually, and because we're getting near the end, we can kind of just, you know, just maybe do a little bit of bullshit.
Sure.
We should, and we got to put this on YouTube. So we have to, I guess, create a 90 Minute Life YouTube channel. But there's one, I only know of one that did it. I'm sure thousands of others do it. But I used to watch like a few years ago. Have you ever heard of, it was Life According to Jimmy?
Maybe.
Did you? And then the guy in the video, the main character, Jimmy, he's actually been in a couple movies. He was in 22 Jump Street.
Okay.
And one of the Grown Ups movies, like the latest one with Twilight Boy in it.
Robert Pattinson.
Nope. Other one. Tyler Lautner. Jacob, the werewolf. That... Yeah.
Oh, the werewolf guy.
Yeah. Yeah, the dude that I'm talking about, he's like made a brief cameo in that.
Okay.
But anyway, him and his co-video person, they do a thing called drunk questions.
So they get drunk and then they answer questions?
So yeah, they film, like they record it and they just bust out a bunch of booze, they start drinking, and then they just answer fan questions.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to put this out to our 90 Minute Life listeners. If we ever get big enough and enough questions on Facebook messages and emails, if there's like legit questions in there and enough where we could answer them for like a half an hour or 40 minutes, we will 100% film ourselves doing a podcast and we'll talk, but we'll drink. And then at the end of it, we'll end it off and we'll do some drunken question answering because that would be hilarious. And then we'll answer them sober too, because I feel like drunken question answering can get, we would end up probably rambling a lot and maybe not answer the question the way we think we are in our heads. So, but that would be, but you know what? Even if we're not drunk, you can definitely email us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the email. It was lovely. But we encourage anybody, even if it's just thoughts and compliments or criticisms, or questions, whatever you want.
Yeah. You know what?
Tell us what your favorite beer is, or like how much you like Bob and Doug McKenzie and the Great White North.
Oh, now we got to come up with before we start, like, so like when we do our next episode and then every episode there on after, we need to come up with like a thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they came up with theirs cause they were making fun of news. So that's, yeah.
Well, that's really funny. I forgot.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Shit. What? Okay. So Bob and Doug McKenzie was Rick Moranis and
I don't remember the other gentleman's
name. I'm terrible at the other guy. Anyway, over Christmas, I heard him and Michael Bublé do the Bob and Doug McKenzie sing
yes.
the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, those, okay. Their 12 Days of Christmas is really funny.
And it was awesome because Michael Bublé was like, he was swearing a lot. I'm like, what? Michael Bublé is like swearing? And then I looked him up on YouTube. Holy shit, that guy swears a lot live.
Oh, good.
I would never think that from like a crooner type singer, but yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to be at Kildare's April the 5th. So if people got questions, well, like I'll write them down. I'll legit bring a notepad. Or if I don't bring a notepad, I'll write it in my phone. And then we'll save up all these questions. And you know what? It could be questions that you might not think you're asking me on purpose, but I'll just pull my phone out like a dick and put them and save that question for later.
That's funny. I Googled The Great White North and Bob and Doug McKenzie. Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
Rick Moranis. And I should remember
that
Thomas.
Because his name is the same dude as that founded Wendy's.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So. Whoa, we're going to get taken off the air. Demonetized. Wow. That only applies to YouTube. We're not on YouTube yet. But yeah, thank you very much for the email. That was lovely. We'll try to find you at the at any future events. And obviously, games, we'll look for you. But your story was, you know, legit inspiring. And
I think my computer is listening to me because an ad for The Great White North just popped up, and I'm not even kidding.
That's how that goes, man. Stuff listens to you. That's how it goes.
Warmington. Bob and Doug told Trudeau to take a hike on new beer tax hike.
Nice. Well, we're not going to get into talking about that person you just mentioned because that people hear that name and then they start. No politics stuff on.
That's
here.
Weird though because I don't even have like a microphone plugged into my computer. So like how? It's listening to me somehow, but yeah, like just not a word of a lie. Bob and Doug popped up. I'm like, what?
Nice. Yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah, that's.
I think that's a successful. I think that's a successful episode.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It was. Apologies to Vancouver fans if you're listening. I didn't mean to like poo on your shirt in the beginning. It just, you know.
Not for you. That's fine.
Yeah. Ultimately, I say that, and it might look really awesome on TV.
Stuff tends to look different in real life. So, like, we'll eventually see one of those when they play at Echo Field. So,
yeah.
We'll see one of those kits. Who knows? Maybe both. Maybe they wear each of them on different away games. Who knows? But it'll be cool. Our next episode will give you our thoughts and feelings of Cavalry FC's kits because they'll have been revealed by then. And then we'll do some.
Yeah, maybe some, we'll do like we'll probably be in Saskatchewan for Easter, but maybe we'll do it like Easter weekend.
Yeah. We'll see. But yeah, thanks for listening. I think that's been episode 63. We're on all the do we name off everything we're on or just
you know what I almost need to look at that again because it's technically not even called Anchor anymore.
No, we so record on Spotify for podcasts.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they've changed some of our like our distribution list. So
we'll have to check that, I guess. Yeah,
for the moment we'll just say we're on the like the two major or three major run Google, Spotify, and Apple.
Yeah. And we're on some smaller ones and probably
we'll double check. We're we're on a shitload. If you just Google 90 Minute Life, it's crazy how much we're on. I'm like, wait, what? I didn't know we were on this one.
Yeah, oops. But yeah. But yeah, either way, you can find us. Obviously, we have a Facebook page that we kind of don't use, but we try to. I did. It's a running joke at this point. Might as well continue it. But I did put up that little teaser video of Cavalry FC's thing on our Facebook page. So if you want to see what we were talking about, you can go check that out. And I'll post the article of C's thing right on there, of the whole kit too. I'll put that on there, I don't know, we'll see. Facebook is hard. But my point was that we check messages from there, so if you want to leave us a message or something, you can go to our Facebook page or 90minutelife@outlook.com. Send us an email, whatever you want, whatever you want to say. And find us on most of the podcasty things that you can think of for various apps for that. We're probably.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening. And we'll see you next episode. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Sweet. Cool. All right. We'll see you guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.